This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
All right, we are back here for game two. Indians with a thriller, winning it in the seventh inning. We were down 2-1 and got a couple of walks, hit by pitch, so forth. Got a couple of guys on. Ended up with two outs and Colson Post at the plate. And he puts one to in the gap between center fielder and right fielder. And we only needed one run to come in, but we could have gotten two or three in. So we were tied at two, ended up with a 3-2 victory, and it was a thriller. We had two hits. One of them was Alex Garkey's home run in the second inning, I think. And the other one was the game winner that Colson Post hit out to the fence. And the good old good one, and it usually is with the Rushi Raiders. It's a fight back and forth. Doesn't matter if there's one team that's doing well and the other one isn't. It always seems to end up with a really good pair of games on Derby Day every year. So looks like for the Rushi Raiders, it's going to be Unverfirth. Let me find his first name. Cooper Unverfirth, senior. And if I remember right, he pitched a little bit in the seventh inning. Pitched to a couple of guys, and then they pulled him out. And we'll see if we can beat him in the second game, too, here today. So they're still kind of working on what they're going to do here. Let's take a little break. It's supposed to start at 1:15. I think we're there now, but it's going to be still a minute or two or three. So let's take a little break. And we're in that break. We're going to hear some talk of the recording we did from last night, where our scoreboard man and the school bus driver for the team is going to be coming up here. We're going to have him. His recording of him predicting the grand slam home run in the seventh inning last night to kind of cement the game. So we'll be back in just a minute with the beginning of the game and the call of Jerry Byram, bus driver to the Stars, calling the home run. Be back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Jerry Byram, the bus driver to the Stars, was helping us out with the broadcast, and here are his comments as Luke Fortkamp came to the plate in the top of the seventh inning with the bases loaded. Luke Fortkamp, who had a two RBI single his last time up.
He's got a little wind to it, and if he can get it up in left field, maybe go over the fence.
I'll be okay with that, but I'll be fine if he just puts it where they ain't.
Puts it in play, yeah. But
yep.
I'd like four insurance runs.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Four more.
Full count.
All right.
Runners got a little. Ben Homan gave the runners a little bit of signal what we're going to do.
Got a run.
That one's lifted deep right field.
Going, it's going. It's gone. He did it. Home run.
Jerry, why did you make him do that? Oh, man. Wow. That north wind.
He got it up in that north wind, man. Just like you said. In those pine trees. Oh, man. Well, that's a pretty good comeback for our Indians. Six runs in the inning. It's now 12-6. And
I think that'll take a little wind out of their sail.
Yes, it will. Phew, man. Man, oh, man, oh, man. That is three home runs on the season, I believe, for Luke.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fowlermechanical.com. Thanks to Fowler Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back. Game two here at Fort, at the battleground here, the Lefevre Family Complex. Indians come away with a seventh inning walk-off victory over the Rushi Raiders. We were, I think we were down 2-1, had to get one more to tie. We got that. And then Colson Post with our second base hit of the game. Hits one in the gap in right center field, and the Indians, that was with the bases loaded. We could have scored two or three. We only needed one to break that 2-2 tie, and Indians come away with a hard-fought victory over the Rushi Raiders. For Rushi in the second game, Cooper Underforth will be their starting pitcher. I'll go over the starting lineup for them. It will be, I only have last name, so I got to look at the roster. It'll be Quinn Hoying leading it off. He'll be playing second base. It'll be Michael Voizard. He's playing in left field. And Cooper Underforth, the pitcher, will be batting third. Maddox Gubo will be batting fourth. Sam Pringer, the catcher, will be batting fifth. And Parker Lloyd will be at first base. He'll be batting sixth. And seventh is Eli Chappie, freshman DHing for Leo Counts, who's going to be at shortstop. And then Brody Flippo in the eighth spot, and he'll be playing right field. And Evan Smith will be at second base. So it's going to be, for the Indians, Luke Fortkamp pitching for the Indians, and he will face Hoying right off the bat, and we're underway. First pitch from Fortkamp. That is a little outside. So it looks like Fortkamp and Caden Homan switched places. Caden's at first base now. That one's, I believe he called out a strike.
Yep.
At the top of the zone. One ball, one strike. Fortkamp gets a sign from Brody. That one's high. Two balls and a strike. Okay, Just second game, just getting underway here.
We got two umpires.
Yes, and we do have two umpires. The original umpire that was supposed to be here first is now here. He had car trouble, and he showed up in between games. And I want to thank Dave Tobin for stepping in and stepping away from the community club's tournament down at the park. Swing and a miss for strike three. That's a good way to start for Luke Fortkamp. So one up, one down.
Number 21, Michael Voisart.
That'll bring up left fielder Michael Voisart. Pitch comes in.
Strike.
Well, strike on the inside corner. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Good start for Luke Fortkamp here in game number two. It's a sign. That's a little bit low. One ball, two strikes. He looked like he might have been going to think about swinging at that, but he pulled back. One ball, two strikes. One out, bases empty. You started the game number two. Just a little low. Two balls, two strikes. Trying to tempt him on that low pitch. He didn't go for it either time. Two balls, two strikes. Voisard at the plate. That's a high hopper. Shortstop over to first.
Nice play.
In time. That is two up, two down.
With two outs, the pitcher number 11, Cooper Unverford.
So Unverford will come to the plate now. He's pitcher in the second game for the Rushi Raiders. Fortkamp comes to the plate. Bunt. And it's down the third baseline. He let it go foul. So Voisard will come back. Garkey was charging. Brody was going out. They both met about 60 feet up the line, and it was foul by that time. No balls and a strike to Unverfirth. That's called strike right down the middle. Taking that one. Kind of a surprise. I think it's about where Luke's been throwing them so far. No balls, two strikes. Two outs, bases empty. Luke steps back off the rubber. He'll step back on. That one's shot to second base. Over to first. In plenty of time. So three up, three down for the Rushi Raiders in inning number one. We'll be back with the Indians' half of the first inning in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by the Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians.
Welcome back to the Battlegrounds. Indians getting ready to bat in the home half of the first inning. The Rushi Raiders went out 1-2-3. For the Indians, it'll be a familiar lineup. It'll be Reese Wendell, Colson Post, Luke Fortkamp, Alex Garkey, Ian McCain, Caden Homan, Brody Hart, Grant Fortkamp, and Dylan Klinke. So that's where we stand right now, and Indians are getting ready to go here, and it is Underfirth out on the mound for the Rushi Raiders.
Leading off for the Indians, the center fielder, number 99, Reese Wendell.
Reese Wendell coming to the plate.
Hopefully we get our bats going this game.
Yes. We got some runners on base with some walks and some hit batsmen, but we didn't swing the bat very well at all. Fortunately, they were timely, but man, we don't want to risk that. That one's foul back. Next one's a little high. Underfirth pitching to Reese Wendell, our center fielder. Had a couple of nice catches out there in the first game. That one must be a little inside. Two balls and a strike. Underfirth gets his sign. That one is called strike. I see the bus pulling back in. That's probably the ladies softball team, and I think Amy said they won 12-0.
Who'd they play?
I think they were playing at Rushi also. I didn't take a look at the schedules. So that one's a little low. Three balls and a strike. Yeah, that's a high hopper. Shortstop comes in. He's not going to have a chance to get him. It took a big high hop over the pitcher, and then it kind of died in front of the shortstop, and he had to come a long way to just pick it up. So he didn't have a chance at that one. Leadoff single for Reese Wendell. That'll bring Colson to the plate. Underfirth looks in. Colson batting left-handed as always. And that one gets away from the catcher, and Reese Wendell strolls down to second base. So if Colson can hit one where he hit one the last time, he'll probably have him a double or a triple and an RBI. So we'll see how it goes. Nobody out. Reese Wendell now at second base. Colson Post at the plate. He'll put down a bunt, and that one down the third baseline, and the third baseman almost grabbed it in foul territory and let it go, and it bounced. It didn't even roll to out of play or foul territory. It bounced, hit something, and bounced to the left. So it'll be one ball, one strike. Colson will step back in. Still might be bunting. Underfirth comes to the plate, showed bunt, takes it back. Two balls, one strike. Didn't look like too bad a pitch, but he pulled it away and called it a ball. Third baseman in just a little bit on the grass, looking to be ready if Colson decides to bunt again. He bunted foul once. Brody took off. He thought he had the pitcher timed. He took off for third base. Excuse me, not Brody. That's Reese Wendell. Headed for third base. And the pitcher just threw over to the third baseman and tagged him out by quite a bit. So Colson fouls that one back over the screen, out of play. So now there's one out and nobody on. Colson ready. Shot back to the second baseman will pick it up. He's going to get over there just in time, about a step ahead. So two up, two down, kind of the hard way for the Indians, and that'll bring Luke Fortkamp to the plate. Luke, pitcher today.
The pitcher, number 77.
Alex Garkey on deck.
Fortkamp.
Luke ready. Underfirth pitch, that's called strike.
Curveball.
Yep. Got a little piece of that fouled back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. Unverfurth quickly ahead in the count. Bottom of the first inning, no score. That's a hard shot. Third baseman has it. Goes over to first. Hops, and he did get him. It was a hop throw, skip throw, and it he got there just in time, and that is out number three. So each team goes out 1-2-3, although we did get a base hit from Reese Wendell. But he got to second base, and then he got thrown out going to third. So we'll go to the top of the second. Be back in just a minute or two. Tied at zero.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls have been a part of the community for 85 years, offering appliance service and support across the area. They carry GE and Hot Point appliances, along with electronics from Radio Shack. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Hey. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Asia, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business.
You're on.
We're back.
Hey, we're back here at the old battlegrounds.
The battlegrounds.
B, you got to be a dub in the first game. Okay?
Absolutely, buddy. Walk-off dub. It's tremendous.
I love that. Here we go, top of the second inning. Looks like it's going to be Madison Bowe, first batter for the
yep.
Raiders. Trying to fill out the book as I go here.
Mm-hmm.
Underway.
Hershey 8-8 on the season after the loss in the first game.
Well, they started slow, if I remember right.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Got hot,
so. Fouled her back.
As I walked over, first I knew we won. I said, who got the first game? He said, former guys. Oh, good guys. Curveball coming in there a little bit.
Slow curve.
One ball, two strikes.
Big Luke Forkamp on the mound. Popping him up.
Yeah. Ian's got a play out. He makes it.
Ian said, "Peace cake. I got her."
Let's go to bring up number four, Sam Pringer.
With one out, the catcher, number four, Sam Pringer.
Must have been a pretty good game.
We had four errors.
Really?
We had four errors. We were hit by pitches four times.
Yeah, well, out towards left center. Looks like Reese is going to come over.
Got it.
Out number two.
Four was the big number. We had four walks, four hit by pitches, four errors, and two hits.
With two outs, the first base was on the third part of the game.
And one was a home run, and one was the last hit of the game.
I heard Alex hit
the ball. Alex hit bombed one, yeah.
Sounds good.
Hit her good.
That's a little number. It's going to be out of hand.
There we go. Quick inning.
Okay, how about that? About five pitches.
That is perfect, Luke.
Nice job right there. We're through the top of the second inning. No score here in full recovery. We'll be back with the bottom of the second right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
All righty. We're back here at the Battlegrounds. We're going to start out with 4, 5, and 6, looks like. Alex Garkey will lead it off, third baseman. Alex hit a moonshot his first time up out of here into the trees.
I was actually talking to Brother Jerry on the phone. God love him. He gets trees. Then I got planted.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually planting those trees right after lunch, and I could hear Jonas plain as day over the shop.
Coming right to you.
So I knew what was it. We could hear some people yelling, but we didn't know who was yelling.
Right back to the mound. He's going to walk it over and toss her to the first baseman for out number one. That's a 1-3 out number one.
Jerry listened to the Parkway game last night. He said that was a big comeback.
Yes, it was.
Ian McCain comes up.
The second baseman, number 15, Ian McCain.
Jerry Byron's call of predicting the Grand Slam home run.
Is that right?
Yeah,
Big Jerry says, he get a home run here. That'd be great.
Wow.
How about a Grand Slam? Boom. Next pitch. Grand Slam.
Take that, JB.
JB, you got any stock tips? I could use some.
Big Feet needs to get into Dow Jones.
Need to get into Dow Jones with Jerry. One away here in the bottom of two. Indians win the first one in a thriller. Walk off. 3-2. Ian McCain.
11-5 now. Is that what the boys are? No, 12-5.
12-5 maybe, I think.
I think last night would have made us 12-5. 11-5, right?
11-5, yeah. Here's the pitch. Fouled back.
Just a
full
little
count.
Better.
Three balls, two strikes. Ian McCain, Caden on deck. Caden's getting back in that take two pitch deal. His uncle's going to clobber him if he don't quit doing that.
Did he do it the first game?
Yeah, twice. Struck out twice. All right. Three balls, two strikes. One away. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, slow roller to second base. Second baseman up with it. Throws to first. Got him. Second out of the inning.
First baseman made a nice scoop on that third out in the first inning. Kid from third base threw that over there, too. I was standing right behind that, and I'm like, ooh.
This pretty good scoop, yeah. That brings Caden Holman to the plate. Indians got one hit.
The first baseman, number 10, Caden Holman.
Reese Wendell got the hit in the first inning. Then got thrown out of third. Slow roller, a cue ball to the first baseman. This could be interesting. Flips over, got him. That is a 3-1 third inning. So in the inning, they had no runs on no hits. Nobody left on base. After two complete, we got no score here at the Battlegrounds.
Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Meddler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or meddlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Meddler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Eli Shappy.
All right, we're back here at the old Battlegrounds. Eli Shappy going to step in here. It's going to be 7-8-9 against Luke Forkamp.
Big Luke.
On the old bump. First pitch comes in there a little low to number 32, Eli Sharp. He's a designated hitter. Batting for Leo Counts, who plays shortstop for the Raiders. There is a high chopper. Down to Gark, scoops it up. He's got a fire over to first, and he does.
Nice
out number
job.
One.
Took his time there, made sure he had it.
Yeah,
he took him a little while to get the handle.
Played that good and got a good grip and had him by two steps. Out number one brings up Brody Philpot.
With one out, the right fielder number two, Brody
Philpot. Philpot. We got three Philpot coaches in there, I think.
Tell you what, these guys, what, they go to state? They win state like three times in a row?
I think they were there at least two or three times. They were there when we were there, right?
It's crazy.
And then I think they came back the next year.
Swinging a miss.
Might have won the whole thing.
I think they were state four times. I may be wrong, but I feel like they had like a...
They had a mini run going.
They were tough.
Them and Burnell Island.
That is a ripped ball down to Ian.
Ian's
going to get it in his glove. He's going to pick it up and fire over to first. And he gets
it.
Half a step. Came out of his glove. He recovered. Fired over to first. Nice scoop by Caden. Out number two.
Hey, did our umpire come, Neil?
Yes.
He just went.
Yeah, I had
was
it on
California time, or what's he thinking?
I don't know. Harrison and I flipped it on, and you guys are like, we got one up.
We got one up.
All right, that brings up the third baseman, number 26, Evan Smith. First pitch in there right at the belt for strike one. Reds took one on the old chin bone last night, I saw. Apple TV, give me a break. I'm flipping around. I'm like, well, they're not on my regular channel. Swung on it.
What did he switch it?
The screen.
I couldn't find them. I thought it was rained out.
Well, it wasn't a rain delay. Then I come to find out, I go on the Reds thing, and it's on Apple TV.
Unbelievable.
Threw all the apples I had in the drawer and refrigerator, threw them all in the backyard. Didn't want nothing to do with them.
No one, no apple.
No apple. Here comes the 0-2. Ooh! Nice
pitch.
Caught that curveball on the outside edge.
Nicely
done. 1-2-3 again. Three in a row. 1-2-3s for old Luke Forkamp.
Luke,
he's coming
good.
Off the mound with a big smile on his face. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Pays time to get us a run. We're knotted at zeros. We'll be right back.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery, or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49.
We're back here to Battlegrounds. Brody Hart leading off for the Indians. No score so far. Indians got one hit. Raiders have not found a hit yet.
Luke, 1-2-3 in them.
Luke has been pretty darn good. Swinging a foul back.
I don't know. I read a nice article this morning. Drink a cup of coffee about the game last night. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a commercial review. It wasn't Press Pro. I don't know who had it on there. Interviewed like three or four of our players. Who was there, Spencey?
Was Raz there?
I saw somebody, but I didn't recognize him.
Gosh dang, I can't remember who had the article, and I should have saved that. But it was a nice little talk about the Reds.
Maybe. Ball outside. 3-2. To the Indian catcher.
Kid's got a pretty good curveball out there.
Yeah, he does.
That one was.
Yeah. Strike 3. Right on the inside corner.
Brody knew it.
Yeah, he walked away. One down.
The right fielder, number 11, Grant Fortkamp.
Grant Fortkamp steps in. The right fielder.
Come on, Grant. Come on here, kid.
Thanks. Strike one. 1-1.
Wearing the old Barry Larkin number.
Yep. 11. There's a shot right at the second baseman. He's up with it. Fires to first. Second out of the inning.
Hit her hard right at him.
Right at him. 4-3. 2 down. That goes to the top of the order now. Reese Wendell will be out. Base hit his first time up. Then got thrown out at third. Trying to steal.
Oh, was that him?
I believe it was.
No, in the first game he got thrown out. You're saying he got thrown out at third. Oh, no. Reese Wendell got thrown out at third.
Yeah. This game.
Yeah, this game. I saw Reese get thrown out at third. Coming out of the old garage and saw him take off. And he dead meat. I could see he was out.
Yeah, I think he was trying to time it up and run him. But bad timing. Pitcher stepped off, threw him out by a mile. All right. Popped up. Dylan. Out. Pops her out there. That was Dylan Klinke. For the last out of the inning. In the inning, no runs on no hits. After 3 complete, we got no score.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
All right, we're back here in Fort Recovery getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. We're buzzing through this game like nobody's business, and it's going to be top of the order. Luke set them down three in a row.
Yep.
And we go back to the top of the
order,
and Quinn Hoying, first batter, followed by Michael Voisard. Quinn Hoying started this game with a strikeout in the first. And he's behind 0-1 right here.
Ooh, close.
That one pretty dang close right there. One ball, one strike. That one's hit pretty decent out towards right center. Looks like the outfielders are coming over, and they're going to make a play, and that's done by Reese Wendell out there. So one up, one down again. That's 10 in a row for old Lukey boy
out
there.
Keep her going, Luke. Keep her going,
buddy. Keep her going, my friend.
We're
loving it.
So Michael Voisard comes up. From what I can tell on this here, Spencey's writing. It could be a 6-3, could be a 5-3, could be a... I have no idea. Look at
He's
that.
He's got some crinkly, squiggly.
Fire single arm.
You can't understand anything. What the heck is
can
that?
Can he not draw a straight line?
He can't do her.
That one's hit. Out towards... It looks like Dylan Klinke on his horses. He's playing left field. He makes a nice catch over his head.
Great over the head.
Holy
catch,
cow. He
Dylan.
Looked like he'd been playing out there forever. So a nice play out there by Dylan Klinke for out number two.
Loving it.
Pop up to the center fielder to start the inning. Pop up to the left fielder to start the second out.
Let's get another quick inning here, Luke. Why not?
Might as well hit a fly ball out to right so everybody gets to play.
Let everybody have one.
Slow curveball comes in there for a strike.
Strike one.
Luke Forkamp with a grand slammy last night.
Slammy. Boomer.
Swing and a miss right there.
Swing and a miss. Indians next week. We got Delphi St. John's at home on Tuesday, senior night. Thursday at St. Henry, and then Saturday at Crestview. Big week again.
It is a big
week.
St. Henry got beat by Parkway. Did you see that?
Did they really?
Yeah. St. Henry's got their second loss in the MAC, and they lost to Parkway the other night.
Boy, that Versailles game.
I know.
Still might going to bite us.
Kind of a slap shot out towards center field. Reese coming in.
Reese,
catches
he jumped
it
right on
and that's three up, three down again. So 12 straight batters.
Attaboy. Keep her going, Luke.
Set down by Luke. He'll come in with another big smile on his face. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Still no scores. We'll be right back.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Groovy Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Reese Wendell back to the top of the lineup. He'll lead us off here in the fourth. Base hit first time up, and then get thrown out of third. Tempting.
What
to
we got
steal.
Going on? Oh, the ball got stuck in the net.
Coach,
what's the odds?
Coach Ben crawled up the net and got it.
Oh, look at him cheering him.
Razzing him wide open. I think that was a ball, yeah. Ball one. Here's the pitch. Fouled off his foot.
Yeah, he's sidestepping there a little
that
bit.
That one hurt a little bit.
Reese has never one to rub one when he gets thumped.
No,
or
he's been hit
like
many
that.
Times. He got 40 different bruises on
it. That
him.
Baby off the bat down to the top of the toes.
That one hit him. He did it himself, too, this time.
Pretty good speed on
called
that
strike.
Pitch. Yeah. Am I reading this right? Reese Rogers was supposed to be our base umpire this morning, and he didn't show?
No, it was Cody somebody.
Cody.
This guy.
Shiverman.
Yep.
Shiverman.
Shiverman. Shiverman or something. We don't know who he is. We got a youngin' behind there. That's got to be that Cody, I'm guessing. They're calling strike three here or what?
I know what's going on. I don't know what the chitter-chatter is.
It looked like all the people out in the stands were pointing up at something. Strike three. I thought the first pitch was fouled off when it went into that net. So he strikes out.
Number one, Colson Post.
Okay, swinging, I guess. It's kind of a mess. Screwed up here. Colson comes to the plate. Grounded out. The first baseman, first time up.
Yeah, way late on that swing right there. This kid's throwing some smoke.
Yeah, he's throwing some heat. Ball low. Evens the count 1-1.
Well, you know, when you win that first one in the doubleheader, my opinion always was let's take both. They're down.
Yeah, let's get them.
You know,
pretty good heat. A little outside.
Let's get some runs on these guys.
Yeah. There's a strike. Evens the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Their first pitcher started. He went 6 complete innings, gave up 1 hit, and he didn't throw it 50 mile an hour.
Is that right?
We couldn't hit him. Swing and a miss. Catcher picks it up, throws down to first. We're out number 2. 2 KSSs. That's not good.
No. Not the start we needed in this inning.
No, we need to get a run here. Let's get started, Luke. Help yourself.
Pitcher number 77, Luke Horkamp.
One hit through almost 4 innings for both sides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that thing dropped like a rock.
Fell off the table there.
I thought it was going to be over his head.
Popped up. Foul. It's going to go back into the cars.
Kaboink.
And kaboink. Nope, off,
nah,
the, off the offender. Shouldn't cost more than about $11,000.
Yeah, it don't take much to fix
that
offender
one.
Anymore.
Yeah, airbag went off.
Total
fouled off.
Lights are blinking.
We got everything going on. Sirens. Come on, Luke. No balls, 2 strikes on Luke. Indian pitcher. Curveball. 1 ball, 2 strikes, way outside.
There was an alarm system going off last night.
Was there?
About 9 o'clock. I thought, well, maybe it's school.
Hmm?
Uh-oh.
Hit nope. Right at right the center fielder. About 5 steps back, he makes the catch. Fly out to 8. Third out of the inning. No runs on, no hits. After 4 complete, we got no score.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Trane HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
All righty.
All right, back here at the old battlegrounds, getting ready for the top of the fifth. Big Luke out there doing his thing. He has set them all down in order. He's got 12 in a row, and he's going to face 4, 5, and 6. Maddox Gilbo. Sam Pringer and Parker Lloyd. First three batters here for the Rishi Raiders. Indians took care of biz. Big Fee got us a dub at, what was it, 3-2?
3-2.
3-2 in the walk-off game one. Walk-off dub.
Like to get another one.
Heck yeah, we might as well get another one.
Both games been pitcher's duels.
Pitcher's duels wide open. That's a little outside. Good job by Luke. He had him down 0-2.
Luke?
Trying to guide one in there.
Tried to guide one there, didn't he?
Tries to sneak one in on the corner.
Let up on it a little bit.
Ends up going in the dirt for ball two. Evens the count now. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here. Top of the fifth. No score.
Still no score.
Tried to guide another one in there.
He is. He's barely throwing it.
Yeah. Looky. Rear back, buddy.
Reach back, fire that thing.
You retired 12 in a row. Why change now, bud, friend?
Absolutely.
Here comes the 3-2.
And he struck him out. Got him.
Just took care of biz the way he wanted to take care of biz. Why don't you two guys up in the booth?
You guys shut up up there. I'll just get those, keep striking everybody
Pretty
out.
Sure I know what I'm doing. Now I've retired 13 in a row, and you're still complaining.
Yeah.
Strikeout number three for Big Luke. And that brings up Sam Pringer. Pringer flew out to center field his first time up, and this time he's going to get one in the old forearm. So the first runner on for the Raiders is not by a base hit. It's not by a walk. It's by a hit by
hit
pitch.
By a pitch.
Well, Luke's now in the fifth inning, and the first time he's got a pitch from the stretch.
Ball a little high, huh?
Right in there.
Yep.
Parker Lloyd. One away here. Time for a little 4-6-3 action.
Ooh. Throw down the first. Not in time. Brody likes fire down there.
I love it, too.
I do, too.
Love it until it flies out all the way to the fence.
All the way to the fence. Then we're not happy.
Oh, that one's going to get by Brody, and the kid's going to have an easy chance to get down to second base, and he does. Okay, it was just a passed ball. I think it just snuck past.
I think it got by Brody, yeah.
Yeah, I think. I felt like the kid might have tipped it because he swung, didn't he?
Kind of about a half stop,
must have.
Because it's 3-0.
Yeah, it's three balls, no strikes.
They'll come back
into a little bit of a jambo here in the third. He pulls that one foul in the dugout, rattling around in there.
I was going to say, they switched it back to two balls. So I said, I can't believe he's swinging 3-0.
I thought that was
two balls, two strikes
before,
now.
So.
Yep. That makes more sense.
Yes, it does. Two balls, two strikes, one away here. No score. Raiders now no runs on no hits so far against Big Luke.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a runner at second after he plunked one. And pulled foul down the line.
Rocket foul.
Outfielder Dylan Klinke out there in left field. Reese out in center. And Grant Forkamp out in right. Mm-hmm. Caden Ian Colson and Garks infielders. Brady behind the plate. Brady is just nothing but a big old Budweiser workhorse back there.
He is a workhorse back there.
He caught the first game too?
Yeah, absolutely.
He don't miss a beat.
Nothing bothers him.
All right, here comes a 2-2 again. That one's hit well, and that's going down the left field line. Foul.
He foul.
Well, he's on him.
He definitely got him. He's trying to time him up.
He's on
him. Some bombs, but he just ain't quite got her foul. He
just
keeps
gotta
fouling
wait
them
one little millisecond in there, and he's going to put one down the line.
Except he's going to drop a curveball on him here and strike him out.
Ooh, I like Charlie.
Come on, Big Luke.
There's the curveball, and he pops him up. Dylan's going to have to come in hard. And looks like he's got room, and he's going to make the play. Hold the runner at second.
No problem. I got her. Great job by Dylan.
Out number two. Runner stays at second, and that brings Eli Shappy to the plate. Eli grounded out to Garks his last time up down to third base. We'll take one of those again. Luke gets out of this inning, strands that guy at second base. He's still got a no-hitter through five.
That'd be fine.
Lost his perfect game in this inning, but got mad, hit the dude.
Hit him. Time called.
Timeout is called.
Brady's going to come out and talk to him.
All right, Luke back out there on the mound. Shappy back in the old box. And first pitch comes to him, and that's going to be a little low for
just
a ball.
Just a little low.
Yeah, you can see Brady's glove drop just a tickle.
Dropped just a hair there, didn't it?
That was a good pitch right there.
That is a good pitch.
Right at the old knees for a strike. Evens the count. One ball, one strike. Two away here. Top of the fifth. Pringer at second after getting thumped. And then he reached second on a pass ball. That's how he got where he's at. Oh, well, that's definitely a strike.
Another strike. Okay. I'm watching Brody. Brody, as soon as he winds to pitch, he puts his glove all the way to the ground, to the dirt. He's done three pitches in a row.
Way inside and down.
Yeah, now wait.
Once he's inside.
Wait, he'll lay it all the way down.
Yeah.
You know, most of them want a target.
Give that target.
Give him a target.
He drops it down to the
dirt. Lays it all the way down.
That gives us deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the fifth inning.
Get him here, Luke. Come on, baby.
Set him down, my friend. And there's a ground ball. Back over to Ian. Candy hop. Fire over to Shaden.
Attaboy,
and that's out number three. So the Indians keep that no-hitter alive for Luke. He strands one.
Let's
we go to the
run.
Bottom half of the fifth. All knotted at zeros. We'll be right back.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar & Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar & Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
There's sleeping to be done. Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. No score going into the bottom of the fifth. Another pitcher's duel.
This has been a battle on the mound here.
It's going to be 4-5-6 for the Indians. Alex Garkey, Ian McCain, and Caden Homan.
If we can line these two powers up here, the pitcher and the batter, I think we can get a 1-0 game going here.
We could do that. We need that pitcher to throw one right down the middle.
Yep.
Let old 4-4 do what he did the first game.
He knows how to do it, doesn't he?
Yep.
We've had a lot of bombs. We've had a lot of big flies, V.
We have some big flies. This might be the biggest year we ever had in here.
We had a lot of home runs. It's pretty exciting. We have yet to see one go over the old Fort Wall out there.
We talked about that this morning, me and Benson.
Did you?
Yep. And one of their kids hit a bomb off the bottom of it.
Really?
There's a shot right down the line. Get in. It's dropped in for a base hit. Let's see what Garch is going to do. He's going to pull up with a base hit. Atta boy. Good leadoff.
That was a good way to start that inning. Just right on that pitch and just went with it. Pulled him right 20 feet fair down the third base line.
He wasn't waiting for no pitches. I'm taking the first pitch and ripping it. Now you would have to think Mr. McCain's here to bunt and get him over to second.
Well, in this type of a game, absolutely we've got to get him to second.
One run's big right now.
Third baseman playing.
Come on in. Get her done.
Way in. Shows bunt.
Too late.
Yeah, he put that bunt down way too late. It was almost a swing.
Yeah. He wanted to sneak it in the last second, but third baseman was coming either way.
You can tell he wants to go to that first base side the way that one looked.
Yeah.
Just get him second. That's the goal here, kid.
Whole goal. We don't care how you do it. Throws over to first. Garks dives back in all dirty now.
He was sneaking out there at a little bit of that over the limit
lead. Sure, yep. Called strike two. Boys were struggling with the old sacrifice bunts.
Well, that was a wicked curveball.
That was
trying to bunt.
Yeah,
right,
he was having a hard time bunting.
He thought it was ball all the way.
Third baseman backed up now. I don't know. He may send him again. Try it again. Nope. Ball one. Did not square that time. Come on in. Get him in anyhow.
Nice curve.
Sit down on that nasty curveball.
Nice curve.
That broke a bunch. Ian takes strike three, looking for the first out of the inning.
That's called trouble with the curve.
That is trouble with the curve. I agree. Caden Homan comes up. Caden was a winning pitcher the first game. Did a great job. Gave up four hits, two runs. Curve ball.
Wow, he's got it working.
I'll tell you what.
Look at that thing. It's almost going at their helmet.
Yeah, it starts at their helmet and ends at their knees. It's dropping out there pretty good. Be ready to hit, big fella. I don't know why you would throw anything but that. He did. He threw a fastball over towards the first baseman. He's gundered and got it for the second out of the inning. Pop up to number three for the second out of the inning.
Snag. Get a leadoff guy over. We can't get him over.
We can't get him anywhere.
Get him on.
Birdie Hart. Boy, we got to get the guy there. Sacrifice bunt's huge.
I'd like to see a pass ball here. Get Garks over to
get
second.
Get him there somehow or Birdie can drive him in with a hit.
Yeah,
I agree.
He may try
to steal.
Well?
I wouldn't think, but he could go on one of them curveballs and you could be pretty good.
Yeah, because
it's slow and it's the big burger.
Yeah, and his fastball's got some smoke on it. So if he can figure out when that curveball's
coming.
He threw it right there to Brody.
He's got a huge lead now. Ball high. 2-0. Well, now you can't hardly go till he gets a strike on him anyhow.
Yeah, for sure. Now you want to wait until you get a strike on your hitter.
Big lead over there by Alex. That's a little low in the dirt.
We got baseball wide open in this town right now, Fee.
Oh, man, we get the little leaguers out there just going wide open.
We got five diamonds of ball going right now.
Yep.
Maybe even six if they're playing on the old Acme.
They might be on the old one. Ooh, that looked a little low, but called strike. 3 balls and a strike. Taking all the way, Brody was. Get
Punny
on there, buddy, anyway.
Somewhere. Punny's, I know Punny League's playing, and we got the Little League tournament.
Yeah, we got them all over the place. That's ball four. We got one in running.
Right.
Scoring position now. That is a base on balls. Puts them at first and second.
The right fielder, number 11.
It's our first base on balls. Here comes the coach. Coach going to come talk to him.
I don't think you're going to pull this young man. He's pitched a pretty good game. He's only given up a couple of hits.
But in this game, if he gives up one more hit, we're in. We're leading.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Benson's got to go.
Played great. I will. I'm pretty sure.
Benson Marnette leaving the studio.
See you, boys.
See you,
Benson. Benson. Well, we're talking it over here. I'll tell you, I think we should be getting an umpire pretty soon.
Benson's heading to Lancaster for...
Oh, he going to play a little basketball tonight?
Yep.
Yep, nothing wrong with that.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Good for him.
Yep.
Well, all right, they're breaking that up finally. And
we're still trying to figure out how to get him over here to Ohio.
We got him at first and second. Two outs here in the inning in the bottom of the fifth. Indians threatening to score here. We need a base hit. Out of Grant. Grant grounded out to the second baseman his first time, huh? Ball high. Come on, Grant. Time him up here. Give me a line drive base hit. Garks, be on your horse.
Yeah, I can't figure out why that second baseman's sneaking over. There he goes back.
There it is.
Get
base hit
down
the line. Garks rounding third, heading for home. He's going to put the first point or run on the board. Indians lead it 1-0.
Great piece of hitting right there, Harold.
By Grant. That first baseman was playing pretty close, and he shot it right by him.
Well,
that was a great hit. Puts runners at first and third, and we got to run in. How about that?
The left fielder, number 24, Dylan Clayton.
Well, we scratched and pawed and got that first run in here. Now I'm
yes,
greedy.
Sir.
Now I want to get the other one in.
I'd like to get one more in. I got a feeling we might be taking off here.
Oh, there's that curveball again.
Dylan Klinke, your hitter. Popped her out to the shortstop first time up. Swing and a miss.
Out in front.
Two pretty good.
Ready to be on
runners.
Your toes here. That curveball is dropping so much. It gets squirting by there. You got to be in there, kid.
Get down there with a big lead, Brody. There goes the runner. There goes the throw. He's tried to catch it.
Get in there, Brody.
He's there. Brody breaks on the throw. And the shortstop, second baseman came across. He couldn't quite get a hold of it. The ball was bobbling on him. By the time he got a hold of it, Brody was here. We're up 2-0.
Why wouldn't that second baseman make that catch right there and not the shortstop? Shortstop covering
know.
The bag, I guess, and
he
the second baseman's
the bag,
supposed
yeah.
to cut it.
He
but
was
he threw
cutting
it
in front. But
threw away the shortstop side of the bag.
Yeah, he threw it way that way. If he throws it more second baseman
yeah,
side,
throws it right at
we
second
might be
baseman.
In trouble.
Yeah.
Good timing by the Indians, though.
We'll take her.
We will take her. 2-0. Here's a pitch. Ground ball right back to the mound. Pitcher's going to carry it over there and toss it to the first baseman to end the inning. But
good
in
inning,
the
boys.
Inning, the Indians get
good job.
Two
good
big
job.
Runs on one hit after five complete. Indians now lead it 2-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Faller Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fallermechanical.com. Thanks to Faller Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
The Fort Recovery Merchant Spring Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 8th, presented by the Fort Street Car Classics Car Club. From 6 to 9 p.m., the Brick Street will be lined with over 100 of the coolest cars ever made. It's one of the first events of spring here in Fort Recovery, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, and great oldies playing all evening. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise Inn on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 8th from 6 to 9 p.m.
All right, back here at the old Lefevre Complex, getting ready for the top of the sixth inning.
Yes, sir.
Luke Forkamp.
Big inning
just
there.
Just one batter over the minimum so far in this ball game, going in to start this sixth inning, and first pitch swing and a miss to Brody Philpot.
He was just like their pitcher. I just feel
kind of
like
sneaky, isn't he?
It's hard to sneaky quick and pretty good curveball.
Beautiful pitch right there. Catches the outside
edge.
It's
hard to time him up.
Jumps out in front. No balls, two strikes. Keep it going here. Keep it going here, Sevens. Come on, kid. We had one no-hitter so far in this year.
Yeah,
that was
taking another one.
Caden Homan, that's inside for a ball. Caden Homan did her in five innings. This is going to have to go seven. See if Big Luke can keep her going. New pitcher down there warming up in the bullpen for the Raiders is number 14.
14.
Leo Counts. Count even at two balls, two strikes. Here comes that pitch. Curveball goes behind the batter.
That ain't good.
No, I think you got to step back and you got to take that curveball off the old knee. You're down. Down two
down
runs,
two.
You need a runner,
runners.
My friend. Nobody likes to get hit, though.
Get close here.
That one's hit well out towards right center, and I don't know. Reese's going to come over and make an unbelievable catch.
Diving layout.
Completely laid out on that baby and caught it.
I didn't think he had any chance.
I'd say that ball was down to 3 inches off the ground, my friend.
Woo! That's a big-time play there, buddy.
That was covering a lot of ground, and he stretched out, and he put his glove down on the ground.
Some kind of play.
And he lays that baby right in the old glove.
Wow. I mean, you can't lay out any farther than that. Like you said, he caught it the last two
that
inches.
That baby had to be that far off the ground. He was almost glove was on the ground.
I was only watching Grant Forkamp.
Grant had no chance of getting
Grant was like, wow, that's a great catch, Reese. Nice job, my friend.
Here, toss it to me. I'll throw it in.
Up. There he hits another guy up on the old hands.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So the only way they're going to get on, according to Luke, is if he thumps them.
Yep.
So last inning, he started out with got an out, hit the second base, or hit the second batter. Today does the same thing in this inning.
All right. We got a runner on, one out.
The second baseman, number one.
Now we roll back to the top. Quinn Moyne back.
That diving catch looks bigger and bigger right now.
That diving catch was, big. That one's hot.
Ooh, he tried to lean into that one. You see him push that elbow out there? Oh, he threw his elbow out there.
I did not.
He was wanting to get plunked so he'd get on too. Come on, Luke.
Swinging a miss.
Big swing and a miss. He's trying to tie it up.
He was. Evens the count at one ball, one strike. One away here, top of the sixth inning. 2-0 ball game. Indians on top. Little outside for a
little
ball.
Out. All right. Battle back. Come on, Luke.
Town was hopping this morning with all the little leaguers in town.
Yeah. And everybody grabbing some breakfast and heading out there.
Ooh, good pitch right there for a strike.
I had 1,000 cars go by my house.
There was cars going everywhere.
Oh, my.
You probably had trouble getting out of your driveway, Fee.
Oh, my God. They were coming wide open.
Coffee shop had a line from.
Oh, I bet they did, too.
Yeah. Quick throw over to first. He's back in time.
I'm going to guess if they had time in between, the Dairy Queen had a line clear.
Yep,
clear
I grabbed
back
a chili dog
light.
Over there.
Do you know they got their double deckers on sale today? What we got? Balk?
Balk. Went too fast.
Didn't
there,
come to stop.
Yep.
He did look a little quickie there.
Yeah, he kind of.
Darn.
A little fast. Doug's going to tell him what he did.
Yeah, slow down. You got to come.
So double deckers are on sale.
Double decker was on the ad out there, and
wow.
And,
all right. They got chili dog on the sign now.
Chili dog now?
Yep, I believe.
I've only seen good things about the double decker coming back.
Here comes a 2-2. Swing and a miss.
Got him.
Nice job, Luke.
Nice job, Luke. What a battle there, buddy.
Gets Quinn Hoing swinging. Out number two. Runner at second.
With two outs, the left fielder number 20.
Hanging on to that two-run lead. Had a boy, Luke.
That brings up Michael Voisard to the plate. Four strikeouts now for Big Luke. He's thumped a couple. He's thumped half of his strikeouts.
Okay,
this guy's huge.
Sneak over a little bit just in case.
Big left-hander.
He yanks one down the line.
Brady gets a runner on second, and Brady wants to go out and verify signs.
Yep.
Change it up again.
I'm thinking they might be talking about trying to pick that guy off of second base.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. Wouldn't surprise me any Brady throw down there.
Yep, or give Luke a twitch of the glove, and he turns around and throws it.
Not getting a very big lead.
No, he sure isn't.
He got a very big lead. Curveball. Good curveball.
Come on, Luke. Take care of one yourself here.
Get her done here, partner.
Might as well get two Ks this inning. That one's inside.
Just
curveball.
A little inside.
Two balls and a strike. What time does the Red Leggers play today? They got a night game tonight, or is it
no, I ain't sure. I thought maybe it's a 4 o'clocker, maybe.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Check
it's Derby time right now.
Oh, that's right. Derby's about 6 o'clock.
Yep.
So I got to get my nap in, get up for the Derby.
NBC coverage is starting right about now.
Throwback.
There's your pickoff play.
Yeah, that was a slow one. That wasn't really going to pick anybody.
Slow-mo.
I'm thinking I could have got
that was
back
pitch and
that
catch. That just a little warm-up.
You could have got back if you'd have been at third.
Still walk back over there.
Luke was just warming up his arm a little bit through this fastball by
him. Yep.
It comes a 2-1. Gets a piece of it back to the screen for strike two.
Two balls, two strikes.
Oh, Spencey, he can pick him. Going to pick him off at second. He threw one over there. I'm telling you, a slow pitch. A softball was faster than that.
Oh, guaranteed it was faster than that.
Big pitch right here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Throws him the curveball, goes inside and in the dirt for ball three. Maybe Luke is thinking, you know, that's a big tall kid. But no reason to put that tying run on second here. Don't walk
not
him intentionally or anything. Oh, hit him.
Another guy.
So both base runners on first and second is because Big Luke decided to thump him. Hey, that time with two strikes on him.
Yep.
Obviously.
405, Cappy. Reds will be on there.
405. We can watch a couple innings. Now we can watch the Derby.
Yep. Take a nap for an hour and then come home and watch the game. Then watch the Derby. Be perfect.
Boy, they're leaning in now. That kid was way leaning in too, Harold. Trying to load the bases up on
hit. I think they're thinking that curveball ain't coming that fast. It hits me. It ain't going to hurt.
I'll still make it to church in the morning.
Let's get it out of here.
Ooh, that's hit well down the left field trouble line. Foul
ball by an inch.
Wow.
I kind of got out of my way, and I was watching the umpire, and he was staring it down. He called her foul.
It was just off the edge. It couldn't have been 2 inches foul.
And that was deep down that line.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to score one for sure.
One for sure. Probably both of them.
Yeah.
Let's say they were both off the crack of the bat.
I'm going to guess with that guy on first with his long legs, he probably was about five steps in between each base. Had any trouble scoring.
One ball, one strike. Let's go, baby. We got to get it out.
Cooper up for Firth, your batter. Cooper 0 for 2. Obviously 0 for 2. They got no hits yet. There's the curveball. Pops him up, Grant. Get underneath it, bud.
Can't see it.
Ooh. And he comes in and makes a play at the last second for out number three.
He just wanted to do a diving catch like Reese.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was...
His wasn't quite as pretty as
no.
Yeah, he kind of fell forward.
That would have made me nervous. Reese's is just pure skill out there. And Grant goes back, comes in, goes back, comes in.
Big
makes the play in the bottom line, and that's out number three. They strand a couple more runners. Luke thumps a couple more, leaves them on the bases, though. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Indians on top, 2-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by the Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Sunday, May 10th, is Mother's Day, and around here, one of the best Mother's Day traditions is the Wendoline Sports Club's barbecue chicken dinners. Tickets are just $10 each and are on sale now by calling Karen at 419-375-4562, or you can text her at 419-852-5918. People always ask why the Wendoline Sports Club's chicken is so much better than anybody else's, and it's because they're cooked on an open fire right there at the Wendoline Sports Club that day. The dinners are pre-sale only, so don't get shut out. Call or text now to get your tickets for the Wendoline Sports Club's Mother's Day Barbecue Chicken Dinner.
We're back here at the Battleground, the bottom of the sixth. The Indians trying to add a couple on here. Leadoff hitter, Reese Wendell will be our first hitter.
Why not get one or two here, huh?
I agree. Let's get a couple more. Why not?
If we can get a couple more rounds, that allows Luke to hit a couple more batters in the bottom.
He can hit as many as he wants.
Let's keep hitting the shit out of them.
Top or the bottom of the sixth. Down in the dirt. Two balls and one strike to Reese Wendell, who had an unbelievable catch the last inning. There's a strike.
I'll tell you what, we've seen a heck of a lot of good catches so far this season, and that one has to be
there
in the top.
Yeah, I was going to say, that might be the top. A little outside. Full count. I remember when we went to state here a few years ago, he had a couple ESPN highlight catches then, too.
One was over his head. Remember, he caught that one over his head.
Unbelievable. Swing and a miss. Yep. No, he got a piece of it, I think.
He had a great catch to rob them, and they had a great catch to rob us. That was a
fun game.
Tremendous defensive
game. There was a lot of big time plays.
Is that the one we won right at the tail end there?
I think it's the one we ended up losing.
We lost that one, Berlin Highland, I guess.
Yeah, that's right, Berlin Highland.
Ball outside. We got a runner. We got a leadoff runner.
Reese loves to hit, but he will get on any way he can.
Second base on balls tonight.
Shortstop number one, Colson.
I would guess he's going to steal. Unless Colson hits first pitch.
Well, you know, as soon as he gets on, he's a threat.
He is a threat. Ooh, that's a bad bunt. Us and sacrifices don't go very good.
Right now they're not.
We can't get one down to save us. 3rd baseman way in. I just chop one right at him.
Yeah, it's a lot of room
between
first and second.
He's back.
Got spun out getting back there a little bit.
He did have a little spin out. He got her back in time, though. Reese will get a bigger lead this time. There he goes. Ball high, throw down, not in time.
Attaboy.
We got a stolen base.
Attaboy, Reese.
Good job, Reese. Got him in stolen.
Great jump.
He did have a great jump there. It's taken for a ball. It's one ball, one strike on Colson. Colson is so happy right now because he did not want to have to try to bunt again.
He's happiest guy in the ballpark.
Now I can hit. I'm happy as can be.
Happiest guy at the ballpark. Colson Post right now.
Swing and a miss. Heat right at the knees here. Leo Counts is the new pitcher for Rishi. Leo, another senior. I think they got four seniors, maybe. Not very many. Swing and a miss. He got him.
On the curve.
Well, that's a K swinging. First out of the inning. That brings the pitcher, Luke Fortkamp. We have five strikeouts on the night so far.
Come on here, Sevens. Help yourself here one
yeah.
time.
There's a grounder up the middle. Second baseman's got it. Throws over. Got him. Runner will move over to third there.
All right. All right. Garks, you got a chance to drive him in with two
Garks
outs here.
Get you in. That was a 4-3 for the second out, and that brings Alex Garkey to the plate.
Number 44, Alex.
Alex had a nice base hit his last time up and scored our first run.
We'll get him an RBI.
We're going to see.
He's got a chance.
Strike one.
This kid's got more of a slider, I'd call it.
Yeah.
It doesn't drop as much as the first kid, but it moves.
And the dirt gets by. Here comes Reese to play at the plate. He is in trouble. Out. It looked like the ball beat him by a mile, but he tried to sneak around it. But that is out number three.
He's going to try that forever, guaranteed.
Yep.
Next play, if the next time it happened the exact same way, go again.
Yep, guaranteed. He's going to do the same thing.
I agree.
In the inning, the Indians get no runs on no hits. Left nobody on base. After six complete, Cappy, get us one more clean inning.
I need one more egg. That's it.
We'll be right back.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
The Fort Recovery Merchants Spring Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 8th, presented by the Fort Street Car Classics Car Club. From 6 to 9 p.m., the Brick Street will be lined with over 100 of the coolest cars ever made. It's one of the first events of spring here in Fort Recovery, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, and great oldies playing all evening. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise Inn on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 8th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are your local source for GE and Hotpoint appliances and Radio Shack electronics. They've been helping folks in the area with appliance service.
All right, here we go. Back here.
All right, Cappy, get us
the
three
battlegrounds.
Outs. Let's go.
Top of the seventh inning, and all we got to do is get three outs.
Take
and we
care
back
of
out of here with
here.
A two game doubleheader.
Sweeper.
See ya. Don't want to be ya.
Absolutely.
Big Maddox Gabo comes up to the plate. He's going to lead things off. Maddox 0 for 2 so far in this ballgame.
Hold on, Luke.
They are hitless, folks.
They're hitless going into seven.
Swing and a miss right there. One ball, one strike.
Come on, seven.
Yep. Their only hits
Do
have been
yourself.
On the elbow and the hip.
Yep.
Their only
hits
have been, has been in the flesh.
Been flesh.
Swing and a miss. Had his eyes way off of that looking
yep.
down here.
He was looking at us on that one. See how far he hit it. Get him yourself here, Luke.
Here comes a 1-2.
Got it.
Yes, sir, Reebok.
Wow. Beautiful pitch, man.
Kay looking Woo. To start this inning out. Now he's two outs away from a no-hitter, folks. Strikeout number 5 for Big Luke. Game ball so far almost in his pocket.
It'd be kind of cool to be a walk-off one game and a no-hitter the next. I ain't playing too bad.
That's a pretty fun Saturday.
That's a fun Saturday for the boys.
There's a ground ball down the third baseline. 17 inches foul.
I was going to say, that wasn't too far foul.
That was almost ruining the old no-hitter.
Yep.
Alex says, I'm going to get a little closer to the line. He is not hitting one by me.
Well, he gets one by him now. It's going to have to be a bullet because he is 6 feet from the line.
He's hanging in pretty close.
That one's outside.
A little wide.
Come on, Luke. Get her done here,
get
kid.
Her
come
done,
on,
big fella. Come on now.
That one's hit well.
Whoa,
out towards the left field line.
That's
please get
deep.
Foul,
that's
and I
foul.
See him going foul.
All right, all right. Nothing but a big old strike here. Luke.
I think
not
if
not
it
was the biggest strike.
Just a long, loud strike.
If that had stayed in play, Dylan might have been able to get that.
Well,
he was right there.
Last thing I saw was him still hightailing it going towards the foul line.
Yep.
Yeah, I was happy to see it foul.
Ooh. Oh,
one of them guiders.
There's a guider pitch. He's got the guider.
That's Zufas.
And he gets it out in his hands. He's still holding it. He's... Come on now. You can't dart it.
Just barely made it past the grass.
Like he's throwing darts.
Two balls, two strikes. Come on, Luke. Rear back and let her rip, my friend.
Yeah, let's get this guy.
Ground ball. Curve ball. Weak one. Over to Garks. Cherry hop fires across the field over
nice
to Caden.
Nice scoop by Caden.
Big time scoop.
Throws it 10 feet short of Caden, and Caden's got to get that big white
that's a big old
first
scoop.
Base glove open, and he scoops it up for out number two.
One away.
5-3. Now, Lukey's heart's pumping out there. He
come
knows
on,
he's
seven,
got a no-hitter.
Heck yes.
He's one out away from pitching, I'm quite sure, his first varsity
first
no-hitter
varsity
in
no-hitter.
His life.
I would have to think so.
Well, I'm happy to witness it if he can get her done.
Oh, like
oh,
it.
Man.
Way out in front
he
of
threw
one.
A 29-mile-an-hour curveball.
Yeah. He about swung twice.
About hit it on the
missed
on the
it,
come around.
It back and swung again.
Way out in
it.
Front. 0-1. Here comes a.
Oh.
Well, that's it out there to Reese. Reese's camping, folks.
We got us a no-hitter.
We got us a no-hitter. Luke, look at Luke.
Oh, the boys
Luke is
jumping.
All fired up. Boys out boys there. Charity Bond, a young man, pitches a no-hitter in game two against the Reese Raiders.
How about that?
Indians come out on top 2-0. What
how
a heck of a
that,
game.
Luke?
And
he
did
that
day, for the Indians.
He did that's the day after day. He hit a grand slam
fun,
at Parkway.
Fun.
Great day.
Man. That's a lot in 24
that's
hours.
A nice
right
little
there.
Weekend for Luke.
Wow.
Nice little weekend.
Congratulations, Luke Fork.
Well done,
no
Indians.
Hitter. We'll be back in a little
two
bit for a quick
sweeper.
Recap right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are your local source for GE and Hotpoint appliances and Radio Shack electronics. They've been helping folks in the area with appliance service and support for 85 years. You can find more at Stroll Appliance or give them a call at 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting Community Radio on the Tribe.
Hey.
All right, we're back here at Fort Recovery. We just witnessed some history there, my friend.
Yes, sir. You're in the history books, Luke.
Yep. Fort Camp. Luke Fort Camp comes out. Game two throws a complete game no-hitter against the Rushi Raiders, who have been nothing but a fantastic baseball team here in the last.
They've been a great team for 4 or 5 years in a row now.
Yeah. Indians take the Sweepersville, and then we brush them back in the bus and sweep them back to Rushi. Quite the 24 hours here for the Fort Recovery Indians.
Nice. I tell you what, we came off of that Versailles loss, and I know everybody was down, but they came back.
Even you and I.
I was down. I mean, I seen the score. I thought, oh, my God.
What is that?
And then.
But the kids weren't.
They came back. I mean, and then they go into a 4-1 deficit, and they run off 6 runs in a row and beat them.
With runners on second and third, with nobody out.
And just play a great game today. Both games. Caden had a great game the first game pitching, and Luke was unstoppable the second game. Had some diving catches for him, some big plays. You know, to have a no-hitter, you have to have that.
Takes all that.
Your defense can't make mistakes. They got to get it done. And
it takes all that.
And they did a great job.
Rishi obviously comes out with no runs on no hits. Look, he struck him out 5 times.
Yep.
He's not overpowering by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
And he's, like you said, the first pitcher for Rishi was this morning.
Exact same way that pitcher was. It wasn't overwhelming, but he just threw strikes. And, man, we couldn't hit him.
And, you know, hit me if you can. So, we had no errors. Indians, no errors.
That's big.
Rushi had no errors. They stranded three only because Luke hit three of them.
Yeah.
So he throws no hitter. He's basically three hit guys away from a perfect game.
Yeah, if you don't hit three guys, he's got a perfect game.
He hit one in the fifth, and then he thumped two of them in the sixth. Other than that, he was as clean as a whistle.
As good as it gets, I tell you what.
For the purple and white, Indians end up with 2 runs on 3 hits. We struck out 5 times. We got a couple free passes. Obviously, no errors. We only stranded one in the entire game, Fee.
Yep.
And we never got hit by a pitch. For our offense, Alex, he was 1 for 3. He scored basically the game-winning run. He was hit in by Grant Fortcamp, who absolutely hit a bullet down the first base line.
Shot it by the first base.
In the fifth inning, and, man, what a crucial two-out hit that Grant had right there.
Huge, huge.
And then Brody comes up, and he was on first, and he ended up over at third on that base hit. Scored on a pass ball. And that's the 2 runs for the Indians.
Yep.
Only 3 hits, and that was Reese had a hit, Alex had a hit, and Grant Fortcamp had that big hit.
Yeah.
Only 3 hits for this. So you can tell that was a pitcher's duel.
It was a pitcher's duel. We had 2 hits the first game and 3 hits the second.
It was beautiful. It was a fun game
and
to watch, and
I'm
telling you, we buzzed through that game like applesauce coming through.
It was just fast.
I tell you what, we're tickled to death. We got 3 dubs in the last 24 hours. Now – we wait until Tuesday, right?
Tuesday, we got Delphi St. John's coming here for senior night. They're coming in with a 7-3 record, 2-2 in the MAC. And then we'll go to St. Henry, 13-1. Well, actually, they got beat.
Yep.
They got beat, so they're probably 13-2 and 5-2 in the league. They got beat by Parkway the other night.
Yep.
And then Saturday, we're going to Crestview. Crestview's record's not as good as it usually is, but they're always going to be tough up there.
Always. You can't take them for granted.
So you don't want to take them for granted, but
always
the Indians are starting to get on a roll. Let's get on that roll and keep it until we get to the tournament.
Yeah, I'm thinking tournament draws probably in the next week or so.
Next weekend.
Probably
next
girls Sunday. Are
yep.
tomorrow.
Potsy says next Sunday.
Girls this week. So, boys next week. So we're going to know who we're going to play.
Let's get a good draw. Are we heading south again, Potsy?
Yep.
We go south.
I believe we are.
Heck yeah, we are.
That's one of the reasons we have Newton on our schedule now, so we'll be playing on their diamond regular season game before we go down there for the tournament.
Super thinking.
Yep.
Let's see if we got him out of his sight. We're going to maybe get him up
here
to talk to him. I tell you what, for Harold Feely, Dave Kopp, and Neil Spencer, we're thrilled to have you.
And don't forget about Benson.
And Benson.
He had to go play basketball.
He had to go play some hoops.
Benson's playing some hoops.
And we got 3 wins and, holy cow, less than 24 hours.
How about that?
That just don't happen very often.
No, it does not. We don't sweep Rushi very often either.
No, we played a lot of
doubleheaders with these guys, and they always are tough to beat twice.
Well, they definitely know their baseball, and they didn't make any mistakes.
No mistakes.
We just basically pitched tremendous.
We had some great pitching.
You got to hand it to our pitchers here in both games.
And that's our 2 and 3 pitchers or 3 and 4?
Probably 3 and 4.
3 and 4, 2 and maybe 2. But
maybe no longer 3 and 4. Might have moved up a notch.
Yeah,
so
those are both pitched well.
We'll see. Well, I tell you what, it was a pleasure to bring this game two to you.
Yep.
Nice job on both games. Spencey?
Yes, sir.
Always fun. We'll be back Tuesday night against the Delphi St. John's boys.
Right here.
At home.
Senior night. Come on out. Come on out. We got a bunch of seniors. Come out there and appreciate them.
Yep, 10-4.
We'll see you.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!